else actually told me, so I don't know, this is for maneuverability. And then I said, makes total sense. And I started doing it. Like I said, I've got three tow vehicles, one of which is parked in the barn, mind you. But anyway, all of them have front receivers. And I look into every different vehicle I'm looking at, I look at the possibilities.
Yeah, what can I get? Where can I get? Let's see. Grant continues, I was recently asked to pick up a 26-foot 1976 Argosy and deliver it to the backyard of a home in Toronto. The distance between the two houses was 10 feet, with several obstacles making it less in places. So less than 10 feet. The trailer had to enter and exit at an angle to miss a garden and a tree. So the control and the vision with the front hitch is amazing. I grew up on a farm where I learned as a young man how to reverse trailers and wagons into tight spaces, so I've always been comfortable with getting trailers into campsites. However, I doubt with the length of the truck and trailer that I would have been able to do this without the front hitch. Thanks for keeping us informed and entertained with the Vintage Airstream Podcast, Grant. Oh, cool. Well, there you go. There's a ringing endorsement from Grant. With a front receiver.
And you know what he didn't say in there, but I think may have said it before, but these things, they bolt onto existing holes in the front of your vehicle.
Yeah, where do you, and, like eTrailer.com or something? Is that where you would get something like that?
Well, I got mine from RigidHitch.com, but I'm sure they're available everywhere. But the thing is, it's not a big deal to put them on, because first of all, you don't have to do any wiring for lights and brakes and stuff, because all that stuff's not used, you know, when you're doing this sort of thing. The other thing is that the capacity of them is not, you know, you don't need like a 7,500-pound front receiver. You're going 3 miles an hour for 5 minutes, kind of thing, you know. So it's and the thing is, what I do is I don't take my ball mount off the back of a truck. I have one of those El Cheapo tri-ball things you can get from Harbor Freight, and it's just dead straight. That's what I use on the front receiver.
Nice. So. If you're not just going to dedicate it to tight maneuvers, could you put a bike rack on it? Like your trailer's towed on the back hitch and then a bike rack on the front? Or would they be in the way?
Absolutely.
You can. Okay.
Yeah. And in fact, on my old Suburban, the one that's parked in the barn now, I had one of those flat platforms up front.
Yeah.
And I used to put firewood up there, strapped down in like a box with a tarp thing over it, and I strapped it down. So, yeah, I was driving, and it actually really helped, obviously, transfer weight to the front of the vehicle, because I literally, that's where I put it. The thing is, though, you just had to remember when you're pulling up behind somebody that you've got a bumper that's like, you know, 2.5 feet deep that you can't see. You know, so you can't go too close behind people with this.
Put a little,
and obviously can't,
fiberglass orange flag or something like on the back of a bike.
Well, yeah, that would be probably a good idea. But I mean, I wasn't going cross country with this thing. I was going to Fish Creek. The other thing that, you know, obviously you can't go too high, otherwise it's going to block the radiator. But it's been very, very useful.
Awesome. All right. Well, Grant appreciates it, and we appreciate Grant for letting us know. And he even sent some pictures, which I forward to you as well. So, thanks, Grant. We have a few voicemail. Of course, we're running down again. I know I'm all connected to the voicemail now, so I don't think it's the intern's issue. So if you're listening, give us a call, 707-533-4827. 707-533-4VAP, and leave your comment or question. So these last three we have are from Al. They're all from Al. So let's do this first one and see what Al has to say. I got it connected to my fancy.